Blog Talk Radio.
Does God exist?
And if so, can you prove it? Can we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that God exists? And how do we do that, George? I personally believe he does, all right? Or it does. It does exist. But I can't prove it.
And that's a feeling that you have.
Exactly. It's based on a faith, or it's based on a life of beliefs, I guess.
An early brainwashing,
right. I don't believe in any church. I don't believe in any institution, but I do believe in the cosmic wonder. So tell me, George.
You're asking, what is God? What do you think God is? I mean, how can you define something that is other than a property of energy?
Well, I can define you as a person. I can define myself as a person, Lila as a person.
Well, that's because you've had direct experience of
but I can see you. I can feel you. I can, smell you. I can taste you. I can
by your senses.
The senses verify these things, but and physics, as we know it, verify it. But so,
When you say verifying it, what do you mean? How is it being verified?
Oh, by its existence, by its existential existence, if you will.
Well, what are you judging it by? What are you judging their existence in, I should say?
It's fairly easy to verify something when you can use your senses to define it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it, you smell it, you hear it, you feel it.
And what is that that you're defining?
A third dimensional existence of something.
Okay.
You think it exists.
Instead of dancing around, it's an energy. It's an energy formation, or it's an energy feeling. A certain energy is like a certain heat you can identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree to that?
Believe it. I just believe it's there. I don't know why, other than metaphysical proof, if you will, that there's something far greater than myself. Far, 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 far greater. I don't know how to make a tree other than plant a seed. I don't know how to make that seed into a tree. I mean, other than
you couldn't make the original seed.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a person other than.
We're talking about greater things than that, about the world and how it all came about before.
Exactly. I mean, I don't.
But what is God? Let's stick to the question. What is God? How can you identify God?
What is God? And who is God? Where is? Does he exist? Does God exist? And I'm kind of looking for some kind of verifiable proof.
Now, you were talking about light, George. What does that have to do with it?
Well, if nothing, God is light. And, the variance of God is the frequency that he's harmonizing with with as a conductor. With that comes a feeling or a certain state, a certain dimension, if you'd want to call it that.
What I saw was that years, in the beginning of the millennia, beginning of the eons or whatever, when if you look back at the secret doctrines, what they state is that there was Manu and Manu, and Manu was the Manu was the original mother of all. Okay, it was the breath. Okay, and it was all darkness. Everything was darkness, but there was that breath. And Manu, came forth from that,
mm-hmm.
and light to the world, all right? And that was God, basically. And he brought light into the world, and light transformed, you know, everything and created everything. So, you know, it was like the semen, you know, to whatever, but it brought light. So I don't know if I fully understand that. If I look at it from that perspective, I say, okay, you know, light was, you know, somehow light came forth from darkness, and from there everything was created. But how to prove that, okay, other than through some, you know, mythological document.
Some story.
How do you prove that God exists, you know, or that Manu came from Manu and so on and so forth? You know, how do you prove that?
I could answer this in different ways, but you know, it's hold on, please. I have a drug in my throat I just can't get rid of. You know, I the only thing I could do is go back to the Bible and understanding the Bible. You know, then there was a God, and there was the Word, and the Word was spoken over the water, and there was light. And, you know, life began. But understanding that everything is a sound, and it's a frequency. And
I remember experiments being done that I read about how a word could create something from nothing in a laboratory setting. And they had actually, all they had was dust, I guess, inside of a vacuum. And once the word was spoken, once a word was spoken, suddenly that vibration of the word created dust, created something going on with the dust molecule, with the dust. Okay.
Right, a synchronicity within the movement of the dust is maybe what you're referring to. I'm not familiar with the case,
but it
follows a certain pattern.
And it actually created spheres, okay, little spheres of dust molecules or something. And but I saw it on a video many years ago. How
it was on YouTube.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, you saw it too, right?
I remember. It's on YouTube.
How the word actually created something out of nothing, and so I can understand the Genesis from the word, you know, from that concept. Mm-hmm. You know, but even from that, George, I'm sorry I interrupted there, but. I understand where we're coming from with that, and something to do with the voice, something to do with the word, sound, sonar. I don't know what it is, but it has the ability to create life.
That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it resonates in a certain frequency, and on a certain frequency, it's an identification.
Right. But somebody has the first word.
So who's speaking the first word?
The first word was with God. So who's to say? And of course, we are made in their image, I should say. So, you know, there was more than one. But you know, we could sit here and play games with this for hours and hours, you know, and interpreting that. But how it was done, and that is basically reviewing the picture that we all have of the original Adam and Eve paradigm, that basically is what we've been living with. But having a basic understanding of where we came from, understand it's part of our evolution as humanoids or growth, you know, in on this three-dimensional reality level. And it's only fairly recent.
So how do we go about proving that? You know, there's experiments that can prove this and that, but how do we go from a dust molecule to a cosmic god, to a cosmic creator?
Leo, why, you know, and why are you asking a question like this? And what would be the purpose of that?
Well, because I think that the human mind needs logic of some form in order to create, to accept the magnificence or to accept the existence of God. And to me, as one who believes, you know, that there is a God, all right, I realized after reading Bugalosi's prosecution and questioning the existence of God.
And he's an agnostic.
I have to say, how do I prove to this man, how do I prove to anyone that there is a God? Okay, with fact, with proof, with unquestionable fact. And I found myself after reading this that I really didn't really have any way that I could prove God existed other than through my own existence, you know, being a human being. Beyond the comprehension of how I even got here, you know, so the fact that I exist, all right, to me, explains that something higher than myself, a higher intelligence, a cosmic, universal consciousness exists because I exist, all right, and because I even have the intelligence to even question this fact, all right, then there has to be some real, tangible evidence that God exists, all right. So this is my question. And you know what you stated with the light fascinated me, because I do believe that, I mean, I read somewhere that we only see 10% of what is around us, and the light only sheds that much light, okay, in the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun and so on, and we only get that light from the sun or from artificial sources, but.
We're only tuned in to so much at one time. We couldn't be tuned into all the light, to the full spectrum of the light, because it would be damaging for us, because we wouldn't know how to survive in that much light. What we have to do is we have to shield ourselves. And that is part of understanding the body too, but you know it's too much. It'd be too much for us. So you know it's a gradual thing, and that is part of evolution, where you shed things you no longer need, but understand that the body itself is an element for survival, and as something is not needed, it's shed, just like the biology of let's say Homo sapiens. I mean, we do have characteristics that are different, and you know, take the different blood types as just one example. But you know, I don't want to get lost, other than understanding that we have the ability through our consciousness to alter the evolution of our bodies, and this is something that we have uncovered by uncovering our past and the knowledge that we had in the past, and that now we have a choice and of implementing some of this technology that has been unearthed and implementing that in the time of, you know, of change that we're going through from our medical industry and our health industry, and use some of these old ways in dealing with some of the misfortunes that we've been experiencing. So, putting thoughts into action of things that we've been working on for years. And yes, there's a lot of things that's been going on behind the curtain, as the great Wizard of Oz says, you know, never mind that man over there behind the curtain, but understand that these things have been going on for years, and yet we do have that technology, and it is available. So now it's just a matter of implementing it, and I think we have no choice because of what Mother Nature has thrown in our path. And one way is the disaster there in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And implementing some of this technology, first of all, in our survival and the people there, but also in, you know, the future generations. And,
right.
You know, still, you know, with the immediate survival of the effects that the rest of the world will have on them.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if there's
going to
be
just
much of a planet left with all the radioactivity that's around. You know, it's like there's an assault on planet Earth between Fukushima in Japan, the past spill at Chernobyl, all the depleted uranium in the Middle East, and in Eastern Europe, too. I mean, I feel like there's a war against planet Earth.
There is. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, if you look at Agenda 21 and you look at the Global 2000 report,
poisoned.
You look at the programs that have come out to depopulate the world, human depopulation, as well as animal depopulation, but human depopulation, all right, is staggering. And if you read these reports that came out, the Agenda 21 report
from the United Nations,
what's happening right now is exactly what they were planned, which is the annihilation of 2/3 of the world population by 2020. All right, we've only got 8 years left. Okay, and they wanted to annihilate. They wanted to destroy this world. And there's another thing they call rewilding. They want to rewild, you know, most of the country, most of the world, meaning bring it back to the wilderness, okay? Recapture the rainforest and the forests and the this and the that.
After they've destroyed it all.
After they've destroyed it all. And, you know, the insanity of these people, all right, is beyond belief, but it's a collective insanity. It's a collective thought process, you know, by the leaders of these countries that are saying, you know, yes, we must destroy the people in our country. We must destroy humanity, okay, in order to preserve humanity. I mean, the total and maniacal, diabolical craziness, okay, of these people is beyond belief. And yet, you know, this is the system that we are right now
buckling under,
yeah. You know, the destruction of our world economies, the destruction of global ecosystems, the destruction of everything.
What do you think about
caused
all that,
by,
George?
You know, all caused
okay.
by man, all right? Not caused by God, but caused by man. All right? Destroying his own environment for the possibility of preserving it, all right? Makes absolutely no sense. But yet, this is what you know, this
is what their agenda is.
What their agenda is.
You know, Lila, how I feel about this is that everything that they're saying about this time is right. Right, right, right. The whole world is crumbling, and it is crumbling underneath our noses. And yet we can see it because we're not involved with it. But, you know, the values and monies and, you know, the securities or the interest that we had in the securities and the companies that run our country has changed. And, you know, I'm really surprised. I think it was like 3 days ago. I listened to the number of shares that were traded, and this was, I think it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and there was over 3.2 billion shares traded already. And
mm-hmm.
That's astonishing. I mean, I remember working...
You know, the commodities exchange. All right.
Well, they're gambling.
Well, the commodities exchange supposedly in one day, all right, the coffee, sugar, and oil and whatnot. Oil is bought and sold 6 times in one day.
Future.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the insanity of this system is such that it's destroying our.
Well, they're speculating. And it's a criminal kind of speculation because
it's
driven by greed.
Sure it is.
And they've got to make that illegal because it's catastrophic.
It's causing a ruin.
Huge calamity.
We're at over $4 a gallon today. Today I put gas in my car. It was $4.04 a gallon. All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't go anywhere else. I needed the gas, you know.
And Obama won't release anything from the strategic reserve.
Right. Well, I don't think it makes any difference anyway. But at the same time, you know, you got to put restrictions on these sons of bitches, okay? And you got to be able to do something about it. Otherwise, you know, the people around the world are going to be starved to death. You know, they're going to be... without gas, without food, without, you know, housing. I mean, you know, you're just going to destroy them, and that's what they're doing. They know exactly, this is a plan, George. They know exactly what to do. Destroy the middle class and the poor and, you know, annihilate them, deny them health coverage, deny them this, deny them that. And, you know, they eventually die. Or they become so submissive that you can do anything you want with
them. Tell George about the economy of Libya, what they do. About what Gaddafi does for his people.
Oh.
Listen to this, George.
You know, Gaddafi, is a benevolent dictator, all right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He gives his people free medical attention, free health insurance. He gives everybody who's getting married, okay, newlyweds, he gives them $50,000, okay, to everybody who gets married. He celebrates the birthdays and birth and with monetary awards. He gives them jobs. I mean, these people, you know, under Gaddafi, you know, these people didn't really suffer, all right? So not in that way. I guess maybe they were tortured. I don't know. But from what I've read, the Libyan people were very well taken care of by Gaddafi, but it wasn't until they got the itch for democracy, you know.
Or that, someone created this.
Yeah, somebody. The CIA in the United States came in, infiltrated a few people, and then they spread the freedom at the cost of. A genocide of the entire Libyan civilization under depleted uranium and bombs and whatever. It's like the Libyans were living very well. That's why they never revolted, and that's why they like Gaddafi, all right, for 40 years. Otherwise, they would have done this long before, believe me. But it's like, you know, the whole thing with Libya is that... You know, we are. You know, they once had maybe a crazy guy, but, you know, everybody liked him, you know? And, you know, that became the, that's how he stayed in power. But what we're doing now, George, I mean, nothing makes any sense to me anymore. It's like, you know, nothing makes any sense as to what the foreign policy of this country is.
So what do you do, Leo?
Well, you know, I do like you, George. I'm beginning to understand what you're saying. You know, you sit back and say, fuck you, you know, fuck the world. Because, you know, it ain't going to get any better, and it's just going to get worse, all right? You know, well, watch out for my family, watch out for my friends, watch out for myself. And say, all right, how do we survive these times? How do we get through these times? And are these times even survivable, all right? And, you know, that's what we are. Yeah,
if I could just run back for a minute here. You know, when I said before, I was thinking of the number of shares that were traded for that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, hold on, please. Me as a person, I mean, I've been retired. My wife and I both are retired. And, you know, we're away from the hustle and the bustle. But, you know, I think if I had my ways, it's an oligarchy. The different ball game now is being played out. And I don't know how long we're going to be able to hold it together for these people now who are, you know, trying to raise a family and, you know, and so forth. It's getting trickier, and it's costing more and getting less.
We have a caller on the air, George. Just a second. Let's click him on.
Yes, it is. Hello, caller. Are you with us?
I absolutely am with you. I was just sitting here and thinking about you all, and I said, oh, that's right.
Anthony,
that
is Anthony?
Yes,
Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony? How are you?
I'm great. I'm down here in Florida again, and the weather patterns are very unstable, and it just reminded me of the old times. And I said, let me call them back. It's Friday. The weather patterns are unstable, and I'm sure that the conversation is somewhere in alignment with the where are we in the Mayan calendar, by the way?
Well, we are, hold on, please. We are in the seventh day, Anthony, and we are a couple of weeks ago, we started the ninth wave, which was the last wave that we would be experiencing.
Great. The last, I'm glad. I mean, you know, it's absolutely been a surf ride. I know it's been a surfing ride for all of us collectively, and I'm enjoying it. I don't know about you all.
Well, no, I'm enjoying it myself. Lila, Leo?
Yeah, it could be better. Yeah. It could be a lot better, I think.
I pity
those poor people in Japan. I pity the people that are eating irradiated food in the United States and everywhere else. I pity so many people. I don't think it's better.
I don't think it's better for a lot of people.
You know,
there's still a war in Iraq. There's still
a war
in
Afghanistan.
There's
a war in Libya.
There's a war in Libya. There's wars all over Africa.
And this asshole that we have for a president is, you know, expects to, you know, if you look at the drawing board so far, that we're looking at Syria, okay, we're looking at possibilities of Syria, Yemen.
He wants to go into
battle with all these people. I mean, here's a guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize and become the, you know, Alexander the freaking Great, all right? So it's like, you know, the whole thing is insane, all right? And unless,
I have a question.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is this a birthing process?
Birthing process.
Well,
yeah.
Explain yourself.
No, I think it's a killing process. I don't think there's anything birthing about it.
No, I think what we got to do is we got to shake these old thoughts from our mind. And, Anthony, that's basically what's going on here, because there's so many options available at this point. I think it's a crazy time where we can stop We're not going to be able to stop until probably October this year. But in the meanwhile, there's so many things that's being thrown at us left and right. It's a matter of just blocking for our own protection, but also keeping an eye out for something that we can attach to, like work or security or things we're going to be needing in the near future.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be, other than I got to say that I'm confident that I've made it through, in a sense of whatever hardships, how bad they could be, because I think I could sustain a few more blows if need be. But, you know, I think that we're coming to the just of the pit of it, but it's a matter of how long we can stand up to it, and
I'm
it's the attitude we have for it.
Well, for you to say it's the last wave, I'm looking at it as a, like, maybe, you know, I have to really relate to it in my own terms, which is, I guess, medical terms, and like in a birthing, and I'll explain myself. In a birthing process, you have waves of contraction. And collectively, our humanity is going through, I feel, a birthing process, and eventually it's going to transform, and we're really going to emerge on a better side. Yes, there's going to be a huge reduction in population. Yes, there's going to be a huge differential in the way we relate to our governments and society. You know, it's inevitable. But personally, I'm
inevitable.
I'm optimistic.
Nice.
It is inevitable.
And that's not optimism, as far as I'm concerned. The thought of a massive global human population reduction is not a positive aspect in any way, shape, or form, right? And the thought that these sons of bitches and these demonic entities that are ruling this planet right now, okay, are actually, you know, plotting your demise, okay, your death. All right, either by chemtrail or by pollution or by radiation or by GMO products or by whatever. All right, this is one holistic, horrible, you know, absolute genocide, okay, of billions, and I say billions of people. Now, if you can think that's positive, then I think that we need to understand what the hell positive is. Because, you know, the thought of 7.5 billion people being reduced to 1 billion people, all right, and actually less than that, because the guidestones state that the ideal population for Earth is 0.5 billion people, all right, then by God, the loss of 7 billion people on the planet Earth, not to mention what it would devastate the ecosystems and everything else, all right? I mean, that there's nothing positive about that, as far as I can see. And anybody surviving it, okay, will be, you know, it wouldn't be worth living, okay, to survive that kind of nightmare, all right? And to see, you know, billions of people's bodies heaped up half a million people would incinerate 7 billion. It would be impossible. You'd have all over the world.
It's not going to happen simultaneously, Leo.
No, but they planned for this in 2020. This is the plan, 2020, to reduce 2/3 of the world population. Look at Global 2000 report. Look at Agenda 21. 2020 is the big deal. That's 8 years away. All right, so it's like, to me, any thought of human population reduction, regardless how it happens, okay, is an abomination, okay, and by all means should be stopped. All right, I mean, if you put 7.5 billion people into the state of Texas, you'd still have room, okay, for another billion people. All right, so you know, if you look at the land mass, and if you believe in that cow farts are destroying the atmosphere, all right, you're a bubbling fucking idiot, okay? And anybody is a bubbling fucking idiot who believes that, all right? That cow fart and methane gas is destroying the world, all right? It's just absurd. So, you know, what's destroying the world is chemtrails. What's destroying the world is Fukushima. What's destroying the world is the assholes who believe in nuclear power, all right? Those are the assholes that are destroying the world, you know? And it's like, you got to stop this stuff. You got to stop it now, all right? You can't accept it like la-di-da. It's going to happen. Right, Lila?
Well, I happen to agree with that. I don't think it's right to have all these killings and murders. These murders. It's a criminal.
It's genocide.
It's criminal. And I don't accept it either.
Well, humans have been doing this for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Well,
it doesn't make it right.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But who are you? Who are you without sin to cast the first stone? You know.
Well, I'm the
come
guy.
On, George.
I'll tell you, George.
There are things that are universally accepted that everybody believes in. One of the things is that you shouldn't kill other people.
That's not true.
You know, most people believe that that's wrong.
Well, listen, 99%.
Yes, you're right. You're right, but that's not true.
Most people believe that that's wrong. If you ask most people,
most people are hypocrites. But the fact is that, I mean, thou shall not kill. All right, if anybody believes that, okay, what the hell? You know, nobody. You got to tell the guy who's a soldier who's signing up, thou shall not kill. What the hell? He's saying kill, kill, kill. All right. You're going to tell a guy, thou shalt not steal. You're going to tell an investment banker who just walked away with $100 billion. Okay, thou shalt not steal. He'll laugh you all the way to your grave.
Well, they are laughing.
Yeah. I mean, who's in charge here, George? You look at any politician, they're all sons of bitches. They're all stealing. They're all crooks. All right? I mean, what have we got? We got one thing. We got ourselves. Okay? And if me, can say no, some of this crap, for all of this crap, then you, George, can say no, and Anthony, you can say no, and Lila can say no to it, and everybody else who's listening and everybody else in the world can say no. But what's happening is everybody's saying, yeah, well, it's not going to be me. It's just like,
well,
you know, when they
even,
killed...
they're not even saying that, Leo.
Yeah, well,
they're
when
not
they killed,
dealing with them.
Yeah, it's like when they killed 6 million freaking Jews. 6 million Jews, you know what they did? They went to slaughter. All right, they just walked into, you know, to firing squads. They didn't even put up a resistance. All right, they just said, well, it's going to happen. Boom, 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 boom. 6 million later, it's done.
Leo, do you think that what could happen again?
George, it's
happening
now. It's happening now. All right, Christ, for the last 10 years, all I've done is scream at the top of my lungs on television and radio, you know, that they're trying to kill us. Okay, there's a human population reduction going on right now, and it's a systematic method of total annihilation of the human population. Okay, and yet, you know, people laugh and blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden, you know, in the last 5 years, people are starting to awaken to it. Okay, in the last 2 or 3 years, I'm noticing it all over the place. Okay, people are starting to wake up to the fact that we're being annihilated. All right. And that there's something happening that's planning to destroy this whole freaking existence that we have, all right? We've talked about it 100 times on this show, all right? But it's like there is no doubt in my mind, and I will die defending the fact that these sons of bitches exist, and I know they exist, and they're trying to kill everybody on this freaking planet. And it's just like they're there. You know it.
Yeah.
Hell, you, Anthony, you've been in war. You're a medic. You know, you tried to save the lives of these nutballs that are out there trying to kill people. I mean, what's going on, Anthony?
Leo, when it's your time,
when it's your time,
nothing can stop that. And I'm not saying that there's a fatalistic
approach to reality. Your time is your time. And, you know, we all have choice, absolute choice and control, because we're conscious entities. We are the creators of our
universe. I don't believe that in the sense that, you know, I believe that we all have control, yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And the people that are passing away, the people that are quote unquote victims of the mass genocide machine.
Right.
Do you not think that they, when their lives perish at the time that they perish, that it is their time to perish?
No.
What's your thought on that?
Clown like Gates. Okay,
Bill Gates
goes out and vaccinates people with live AIDS vaccines, hoping for them to die, all right, hoping to populate the third world, okay, of the undesirables, all right, so he can land grab these goddamn countries, okay, and build their mansions on these lakes and so on, and these different places. All right, this is what's happening out there. These sons of bitches are actually out there trying to kill people, okay? And they are. They're succeeding very, very well under the guise of humanity, you know, humanitarian charities, okay?
Are they the undesirables that you're referring to?
It's not undesirable to me.
They consider themselves.
They consider us undesirable. They consider us.
We're just in the way.
Yeah,
bottom feeders.
Ted Turner said we were the useless eaters. Okay, the Prince of England. Okay, the King of England, Prince Montalban or whatever his name
was. Is there anything wrong with that?
Come back as a virus to kill the entire world. Okay, I mean,
is there anything wrong with being a useless eater? Is there anything wrong with that?
As far as I'm concerned, no. But as far as Ted Turner is concerned, yeah. That's why he gave $1 billion to the UN to sponsor this genocide. Okay.
Anthony, do you think that's bad?
All those are doing. Oh yeah, I believe that genocide is bad, George. Don't you?
Lila?
Do I believe that genocide is the wrong thing?
Right. What he wants to do. You're the undesirables. Rid the world of the undesirables.
What's the undesirable?
Good?
Well, first of all, I don't think I have the right to say who is undesirable. I don't think that's my decision or my right to do that. I don't believe in killing people, George.
Okay.
I don't even believe in penalty. So I don't believe in war. I don't believe in any of those things.
Now, here's where she and I disagree. I fully believe in a death penalty, all right? Because here in Connecticut, we have one of the most heinous crimes ever committed, all right, ever. You know, it's just a horrible, horrible crime, all right, where these two prisoners on parole went into this house, you know, kidnapped the wife, all right, and brutally raped and murdered the two daughters and the wife, knocked out and knocked unconscious the husband, then burned these people alive, tried to burn them, okay? In a house fire. I mean, and they were tried. One was tried, found guilty, and was for the death penalty. And the other asshole is up for trial. All right. But now, all of a sudden, in Connecticut, they're trying to push for no death penalty. Okay.
Well,
they're trying to abolish the death penalty. I know when we have the most heinous, horrible, inhuman crime ever committed, all right, by an individual, all right, and yet, you know, they want to let this guy off. Now, I have no problem with eliminating, you know, people like that, okay, from society. I have no problem with that. But an innocent person, innocent people, you know, the average guy, the average Joe, okay, on a street is getting clobbered, is getting destroyed by chemtrails, by poisoning of the atmosphere, by genetically modified foods, by, you know, deliberate death, deliberate murder by design, okay? And that's what's happening to us. You know, individual you know, justice is something different. But you know, to justify the genocide and the destruction of an entire human population, that's something totally different, George.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah,
you think that could happen?
It's happening now.
As we speak.
It's not going to happen. It has been happening.
I mean, millions of people die every day from these causes. Millions. And, you know, and how do we know that there's 7.5 billion people? I mean, what, did anybody go out and actually count them? No. All right, this is some clodhopper in the freaking UN, you know, somewhere saying, oh, there's 7.5 billion. And within the next 10 years, there'll be 14 billion people. There'll be too many people to handle on the earth. You know, this is all make-believe, all right? When we know specifically reports have come out that we're destroying somewhere in the vicinity, that over a million people a day are dying from unexplained causes or from wars, okay, or from pollution or from preventable diseases, all right? And we know this is happening on the earth right now, all right?
Go
ahead. Sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you think maybe the root cause of this? Do you think maybe if humanism was at the crux or at the core of people's thought processes, a lot of this would not be going on?
I personally think that it's manipulation. I think it's propaganda. I think it's the way that we're being manipulated, okay, into accepting this kind of mindset. Okay, it's so easy.
He's asking you where it originated.
Where did it originate from? Well, perhaps it originated from our origins, from who we are, what we are. We're a warring and a violent species. However, we have evolved over time, okay, over billions of years, into a higher being. And I think that is our destiny. Our destiny is to become enlightened higher beings, okay, to relieve ourselves, to rid ourselves of this third dimensional existence, okay, so that we can become immortal. So that we become what we really are. But for some real strange reason, we're stuck here. We are here in this third dimensional existence.
On the samsara wheel.
On the samsara wheel, right. You know, this is the wheel of sorrow, where we continually reincarnate into this insanity. You know, we never get off the wheel, you know, the eternal wheel. And somebody has to. The only way you can get off that wheel, that eternal cycle of sorrow, is by waking up to the fact that you can get off that wheel, that through compassion, through wisdom, we see what's going on. We say, hey, I don't want you to die. What problem do I have with this person over here? What problem do I have with some, you know, guy in Darfur or some guy in, you know.
Different prophets tried to help us get off the samsara wheel.
Exactly, they did. And to an extent, we did, and many people have.
Until it's been manipulated.
You know,
some people talk about the ascension process.
Well, that's where we are now, and I believe that's where we have to believe that we're going, because we can't go the other way. If we go the other way, it's total annihilation of the human population. If we go the other way, which is the ascension of the human population, the enlightenment of humanity, then there's no question that we're going to be better, you know, that I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't say that, Leo.
No, let there be 700 billion people. Let there be 700 trillion people. I mean, who cares? I mean, can you imagine? Think of it this way. Think if you had 700 billion people, human beings, existing, not just on this planet, but on other planets. So, I mean, we could migrate around the universe, all right? But to have that collective knowledge, okay, that collective energy, that collective genius, okay, to be be able to propel us into alternate dimensions, alternate universe, all right, then there's no end, there's no limit to what we can do. But if we take the attitude that we're going to all die, the world is going to die, you know, everybody should die except a select few. Oh, you know, we gotta pollute this, we gotta do this.
Well,
it's inevitable that we're gonna go into hell. All right? Then what do we got to exist for? We might as well just cut our wrists in today, okay? Let's get over it. But no.
I believe
move on, that we have to believe that we can do better, and the only way we can do that is to stop the insanity. Stop, you know, talk about it. Stop the stupidity. Stop the evil. Stop the corruption. If we don't stop it individually in our own lives, okay, and in the lives that are us, then we have no. We might as well just give the hell up. Give it up, you know.
Leo, in order to stop it, we have to be aware of it. In order to be aware of it, there has to be a jolt to the collective consciousness. In order for the jolt of the collective to manifest, it is a process. It is a real birthing
process. I agree
with
you, Anthony. It's happening. But if Fukushima doesn't wake people up to the fact that we're being, you know, that we're in serious trouble, I don't know what will, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, if the people are too goddamn stupid, those, I mean, if you have people that are so stupid and so blind to the fact that that these things are happening, all right, then I don't know what to do to save them. I mean, I don't denounce them and I don't condemn them. I just don't know what to do to save them. You know,
you can't save anybody, Leo. People can only save themselves. You can't eat for anybody. You can't sleep for anybody.
No,
people
right.
have to eat and sleep for themselves.
The saying is that I definitely will not issue a death warrant on these people, okay, without at least trying to alarm them of the fact that this is happening. And you know that, and what I hear everywhere in science and government and so on is like, screw you, pal. You know, screw you guys. Okay, this is the way it is. You know, accept it or die. You know, and I'm saying I would rather die than accept it. So you know that's where I stand. And I'm hoping that other people will stand the same way.
Leo, there are alternatives that we have available to us right now. And we basically can clean up this mess ourselves.
Well,
instead of having to look at outside of people, we can do this ourselves.
Jim Mars just put out a bulletin on Facebook. Jim, now, you know Jim Mars, right? Jim, the author of Live by Secrecy and so on. He just put out a bulletin and asking for help for his wife, because his wife is the head of this nonprofit organization that is trying to get the government to accept this method of cleaning up the oil in the Gulf, because there's still a tremendous amount of problems, and trying to put attention on the horrendous illness that is caused by this Corexit propellant that they put on all the oil and made it sink into the bottom of the ocean.
It's a dispersant.
Right.
Well,
what kind of response are you getting?
There actually is a product that can eliminate. It's an actual bacteria
that eats
the oil, and it's been used in over 16,000. Now, Gary, this 16,000 oil spills around the world. And China, everywhere, have used this thing to clean up their oil spills, all right? But BP refused to take it, and the United States refused to use it, okay? And because of that, and instead, they used this horribly toxic Corexit chemical, okay?
Some chemical company sold to them.
Of course,
so that they could make billions of dollars.
But not only that, what it did is sunk the stuff to the bottom of the ocean. Okay, destroying all the life down there.
And when they sprayed it, it blew back over the land.
And it blew back over the land, and then thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the Gulf Coast right now are suffering from these horrible respiratory diseases and neurological diseases due to this Corexit, which was banned by the EPA. but was allowed to be sprayed by the Obama administration, all right, and BP oil.
Because
right?
they're in bed with BP.
Yeah, exactly. And Obama is nothing but a fucking traitor to everything under the sun. All right.
Let me stop everything right here. What we're gonna have to do then is design a pill that would counteract that. That's all. That's the name
design
of the game.
Design a pill. These guys are all assholes. What are you gonna get? Design a bill. Who the hell are you gonna kid?
A pill. B-I-L-L. Pill.
Pill. A pill.
A pill. Right.
Pill. Yeah,
P as in Peter, pill?
Pill, P-I, right, as in Peter. What we have to do is...
Well, we already have the
magic. Mega magic pills.
We already have it, but they refuse to take it. Okay,
they won't use it.
All right, and it's because of that that these poor people down there are dying. Thousands are dying in horrible condition.
For no reason.
All right, and because they use this. And this is still all part... and parcel of destroying. I mean, look what they did to Katrina. I mean, they blew up that levee, for crying out loud.
Right,
okay,
yeah,
they destroyed
right.
an entire city. Okay, it's just the diabolical aspect of this administration or the Bush administration or this government. This government doesn't represent you. This government wants to destroy you, wants to control you, wants everything from you. All right. I mean, we have to understand what's going on here, George. I mean, we are being manipulated. We are being enslaved. We are being imprisoned. We are being denied every aspect, okay, because of what? Because this is the plan. This is what they're planning, okay? And
well,
this may be
the planning, but this is a cycle that's just coming to a head.
By the UN. Sustainable development. This is exactly what they planned. 1992, they put this whole thing together in the last 20 years. That's all they've been doing. And everything that is in that plan, and I've seen it, is happening. It's happening. They're putting it together. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, for sustainable development means human population reduction. Okay, and that's exactly what we're dealing with right now. Okay,
well, I got faith in humanity.
What's that?
I got faith in humanity.
I have faith in humanity, but I have no faith in government. I have no faith in politics. I have no faith in the leadership of the humanity. All right? If there was a collective reasoning, all right, then I could understand that, you know, all humanity. But there isn't. You know, they're all being manipulated. Right. It's all manipulation. And unfortunately... it's all leading to the same place, which is the incredible annihilation of the human species, all right? And
except for select people.
Except for the select few, all right? But even the select few, if you look at who these select few are, you even wonder if they're actually even human, okay? You have to wonder if they're not an alien of some sort or another
species.
It could
be questionable, yeah.
You know?
Hey, Leo, George, Lila. I'm just.
Yeah.
I have to leave, and I just want to reflect back on maybe I guess almost 3-4 years ago when we first met. I'm going through this exact same cycle, you know, and I just want to just kind of remind us that we are that fourth dimension consciousness, and we do really, really do create our reality. And you know, I'm with George.
Yeah, I agree with you, Anthony. Yeah. You know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. You know that, Anthony?
Well, we're waiting for you guys, but, you know, I don't want to be killed in the process, you know? So,
but anyway.
Well, we appreciate you guys' input tonight. We had a lot of fun. Thank you for calling, Anthony. We appreciate it. And you still with us?
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, I'm still with you.
Thanks, Anthony. It's been a long time. We haven't heard from you. I'm glad you're back with us.
Oh, thank you. Well, I had to finish my degree. I finished my master's, my MBA, and now I have more time for myself. So I'll be calling back in more often.
Oh good.
Great.
So,
we look forward to
you opening a business?
Just going into healthcare leadership.
Oh, wonderful. There's a lot of need for that.
Yes. Heart-centered leadership.
There you go.
Good.
Well, we know you're one of the great ones, so yeah, stay with it. And George, you are too. So,
okay.
So guys, thanks so much for being with us, and I guess we'll end the show. But
we'll say good night.
But thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta be with all my friends.
You too.
All right. Oh, I almost forgot to mention, if you want, next week I'm talking with Brenda Dunn. She's one of the originators of the Princeton Anomalies, Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Lab on the show. So she's consciousness and the origins of reality is what we'll be speaking of.
All right. And all of the 30
years of the work that that they put together through Princeton.
What time is that?
I'm not live anymore. We're just going to record the conversation, and it'll be on the, you know, on the network. You know how to get into the network. I'm not on Blog Talk anymore. I'm just on the other network.
Okay.
Great. What other network?
The LOA, the LOA Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, Law of Attraction. I've got that bookmarked. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not trying to advertise. I just want to let you know that the conversation is going to go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds
very interesting.
I'll check that out. That's Anthony.
It should be, we're going to record it next Tuesday, so it should be ready Tuesday night, next Tuesday evening around 9, 10 o'clock, your time.
All right, so it'll be on. So we'll try to check that out. That sounds really good.
Very interesting.
It's going to be wonderful. It is, and it's time for all of this, you know, because we are the source of our reality. Consciousness is the source of reality.
There you go, my friend.
Have a great evening.
God be with you.
Good night.
Good night, George. Good night, George.